Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
The Plunge of Oil.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. The price of oil is hovering just above $52 a barrel in Europe this morning after falling below that level in New York trading last night. Crude has now dropped by 15% since the beginning of the year. But enjoy the cheaper oil while it lasts, as Stephen Beard reports from London.
The warm winter in the U.S. and Europe has been driving down the price of oil. Demand is much lower than usual. Stockpiles of crude are overflowing. There's a mini glut in the market. OPEC says it's deeply concerned, and there's talk of yet another cut in production. Of course, OPEC members frequently cheat, failing to implement the cuts they've agreed. But all that's likely to change if oil falls much further, says Julian Lee of the Center for Global Energy Studies.
We may need to see prices falling maybe another $5 a barrel or so before OPEC really gets its act together and everybody is pulling in the same direction. But they will take action.
And, say the analysts, there's one stark statistic which will ensure that oil prices will bounce back. Currently, the world is living on borrowed time, consuming 3 barrels for every 1 extra barrel it's finding in the ground. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
3 years ago, AT&T wireless customers found out that their cell phone carrier was changing to Singular Wireless. Now, Singular Wireless customers will soon call their carrier AT&T. This comes 2 weeks after AT&T bought Bell South and, through that purchase, gained full ownership of Singular. If you have concerns about media ownership, you'll be interested in an annual conference that gets underway in Memphis today. Advocates for media reform think too few companies own too many commercial media outlets. One new topic on the agenda this year will be internet neutrality. The idea is to keep the internet a level playing field and making sure big companies don't create tiered access where you pay more to get better service. Marketplace's Lisa Napoli explains.
You probably heard the words net neutrality a lot in the year 2006, but what do those words mean?
Net neutrality means no discrimination. What that amounts to is a fight over what the future of the internet is going to look like.
That's Craig Aaron of the group Save the Internet. He says a net neutrality bill introduced this week in the Senate has a better chance of passing in the new Congress than a similar one that died last year. The law would keep online providers from stymieing growth on the internet. Aaron's encouraged by the recent net neutrality concessions AT&T made with the FCC in order to get approval for its deal to buy Bell South.
It becomes very important who controls those wires and what they can do with them.
Aaron says this weekend in Memphis, advocates for media reform will talk about how to keep the issue alive so that the net doesn't meet the same fate as the carefully controlled cable industry. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
If you want to know more about internet neutrality, visit our website. It's marketplace.org. Today, when the market opens, it will be blue sky territory for the Dow, which yesterday closed higher than it ever has before. The Dow barreled ahead 72 points to 12,514. The Nasdaq powered up 25 points to 2484. EMI is one of the biggest record labels in the world, and today it announced it's cutting 2 top executives. Lars Brandl is the news editor for Billboard magazine in London. He says despite the problems EMI has now, they're looking towards the future.
The company has invested a lot of time, energy, and money into creating an alternative for piracy. So it set itself up nicely for the future, bearing in mind that there will be piracy.
Brandl says one of the keys to the future of EMI is the price of signing new bands.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by the Duke Executive MBA, developing leaders and accelerating careers around the world with 4 top-ranked executive MBA programs for working professionals. DukeExecutiveMBA.com.
We're smack in the middle of the award season for movies. You may have noticed very large ads for films in your local paper. The ads say things like, on over 200 critics' list of best films of the year, and so on. Studios are hoping that Oscar or Golden Globe wins will translate into more money at the box office, but does it really work that way? Mike Spire is a managing editor for the Daily Variety. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
These ads can be pretty ridiculous. I mean, does it really matter how many critics' lists a film is on?
Let's put it this way. It's better than being on none of them. And when it comes to marketing, you want anything that can help your movie look special, and that's the way they do it.
So being on 200 lists is just really cool.
It's really cool, and it's something to make a huge poster out of. And believe it or not, the studios wait for this moment. I mean, that's what they do all year long. They wait to see what they can push. They can push critics lists, and they can push nominations for awards, and that's what they do.
You've done an unscientific survey of Oscar winners for Best Picture. I think you looked at the box office draw after the nominations and after they won. What'd you find?
What I found is that it does matter. Put aside the movies that came out in the summer that won, something like Braveheart or Forrest Gump, because by the Oscars, they're not around anymore.
Right.
And put aside a movie like Lord of the Rings, which made all of its money right away, you know, in the first couple of weeks. What you get is a lot of movies that have openings that are kind of limited box office. They open in 800 theaters or 1,000 theaters. Then they build. They make a decent amount of money. The reviews are good. Then the nominations come out. And then all of a sudden they expand into theaters and they're able to use that advertising that you were talking about to really promote their movie. And it works. Something like Shakespeare in Love. Something like Million Dollar Baby, something like
Crash.
Chicago. Crash is a different situation. Crash was out on DVD by the time all of this came around, which is also kind of a nuance to this, and that's a very new nuance to all of this.
So what's the formula? If a studio spends X on a film and it makes Y income, how many Z dollars does it put into marketing for awards in hopes to bring in even more money?
Every movie gets a push. It's contractual. You'll see advertisements for movies that have absolutely no shot because they want to make their stars and their directors very happy. And they say, well, they want to be pushed and let them be pushed.
Right.
But if you advertise something like The Queen, which is a very nice little movie, and it didn't cost that much, and there's not a lot of money behind it, but it is getting a lot of recognition. So the studio, Miramax, decides at the end of the year, well, we have a shot, and we want to be recognized. Let's put X amount of money. It could be millions. I mean, it's in the millions behind trade ads, re-releasing, expanding, consumer ads. Now, they've gotten into it, like the LA Times and the New York Times. Let's get the Oscar voter, the Golden Globe voter, into our camp, and that's how they do this.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.